Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Were you as shocked as we were that Rashard Langford didn't sign with the Chicago Bears as an undrafted free agent?
Yeah, I thought there was some kind of rule. I don't know, but I was really glad he did sign with Philadelphia. And like Mark, I think you were talking the other day, you know, once you get down to that last round or two, you might be better off going in a free agent deal where you can pick and choose and maybe go to a system or a team that might be a little more to your fit. And so I think Philadelphia is really going to like him.
Well, he's a great kid, and I really, that's the kind of guy you root for. DJ Moore, listen, we'll find out, who's right and who's wrong. The old line, the 40 is one thing, but football speed is another. And we'll see, because he is definitely going to get a chance to play there.
I think it's really interesting to see the different takes by so-called experts. And, I saw a couple of them saying that what really brought him down in the draft was his size. And my response was, well, he was 5'9 before the draft. I don't think that's it. I do think the 4.5, 5.40 didn't help anything. And I also think the draft was a little awkward. Especially that third round, it started to get kind of out of kilter. You could see people going in directions I don't think anybody planned. And so guys you thought were going to be gone by 3 were now available in the 4th or later on. So, but you're right. I think you'll get a good shot with Chicago. It's a system that fits him, and he's going to have a lot of good familiar faces around him. So I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, and really for those, who are howling about what round he went in, I'm thinking, he's probably happy he's going to Chicago. He's not going to get the money on the front end that he probably thought he might have. But if he does, if he plays the way a lot of people think he can, then those things will take care of themselves.
Yeah, they will. I mean, I think he's disappointed he didn't go higher. I would imagine anybody would be who had spent so much time being talked about as a first or second round pick. And I think that's natural. But once you get that out of the way and you sign and you know where you're going, you're right. Then you just go and you earn your way from there on. And I think the thing about Chicago, and I agree with what you said, he'll get a shot there. I mean, he's going to get a legitimate chance to get in there relatively early and get in their system, and I think he'll do well.
And, Joe, the old line, like the little girl with the curl in the middle of her forehead, when she's good, she's very, very good. When she's bad, horrid, hardly describes her, and that seems to be the case with the Vanderbilt baseball team.
I didn't know if you were going to go with that line where when she's good, she's very good. When she's bad, she's better. I'm glad you didn't. That's all right.
That's
but,
all right.
Nonetheless, it was really a good weekend. A sweep of Mississippi State. The bats came alive. 9 home runs in the weekend. And I can't remember the last time they hit that many over the course of a weekend. But when you get down to it, when the guys like Brian Harris and Stephen Little and Aaron Westlake and Kirk Casale hit the baseball, this team is going to be successful. And it was a weekend where they did. Brian had a couple of home runs. I think he was 8-for-13 at the plate, had a 4-hit day yesterday. And they just jumped on State early all 3 days. 7 runs in the first 2 innings on Friday and Saturday, 6 runs yesterday in the first 2 innings. And, when your starting pitchers and your other pitchers walk out of the mound with a 5- and 6-run lead, life's a little bit easier. And so that was a big weekend because it moved them up to 7th right now in the standings, put a little bit of distance between them and some teams. But now you look, there's really no time to kind of relax. Huge weekend coming up next weekend at South Carolina, and that's the team they're battling right now for that immediate 7th and 8th position. So it is a really, really big road trip to Columbia.
Joe, we'll let you roll on that. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, call-in show tonight, guys. Last one with Tim Corbin, 7 o'clock tonight down at the Commodore Grill.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
All right, guys. See you.